Listening Dog Media.
Work creeping into your personal time? Billy products can turn your daily shower into a digital detox. Nourishing body wash can refresh your skin while you mentally refresh your resume. A full body shave with Billy's award-winning razor will help you visualize things going smoother tomorrow. And quick-absorbing body lotion can hydrate faster than you can say, "Let's circle back on Monday." You've got your reasons. Billy's got your routine. Shop in-store and at mybilly.com.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
We're so done with new year, new you. This year, it's more you on Bumble. More of you shamelessly sending playlists, especially that one filled with show tunes. More of you finding Geminis because you know you always like them. More of you dating with intention because you know what you want. And you know what? We love that for you. Someone else will too. Be more you this year and find them on Bumble.
The Offside Rule with Lindsay Hooper and Natasha Dowie. Promoting women's football since 2013.
We're back for this Friday episode with our preview for the League Cup final, Chelsea versus City. This is 12:15 kickoff on Saturday, if anyone's wanting to watch. It is live on the BBC as well. Pride Park is the venue, which is Derby County's home ground. And we mentioned that on a few podcasts ago, hopefully pushing some ticket sales for that as well. We, on the main podcast this week, we're talking about the departure of Gareth Taylor from Man City. So Nick Cushing will be in charge for this one. Do you think that he will change much with this City side? You know, it's the week of a League Cup final.
I know.
And I just wonder what this side's going to look like now. Does he just not tinker with it?
Surely you don't. I mean, I just think, you know, the kind of form that they're in, you know, the road, you know, obviously the road to the final, you know, they're beating Arsenal, they're beating United, obviously got a win last game. I don't really think, to be honest as well, there's much you can tinker with. You know, again, I talk about you missing your Alex Greeners, missing your Hemps. You know, probably you look at the last starting 11, that's probably the strongest that he's got available. So
it's
no,
midfield,
I don't think much
isn't it?
Will change.
I think the only area that he's got a couple of decisions to make, I think, is midfield. And it's,
yes.
It's who's in those supporting roles for Bunny Shaw. I mean, we mentioned on the show earlier in the week about Bunny Shaw, and I'd heard the commentator say, is she fully fit? I mean, there is absolutely no way she's not playing this. Whether she's 90%,
no, she's
80%,
playing.
70%, she will be playing. But it's all about the link-ups. And for that reason, I can't see at the moment, and it's something that Gareth Taylor's started, is this relationship between Mary Fowler and Bunny Shaw.
Yeah.
I think Mary Fowler starts in this cup final.
100%. Yeah, no, I do. I honestly think it'll be a potentially centre-half situation with Pryor starting last game. You know, do you go with Lizelle coming in? You know, she's done quite well. But they've got some decent options, even Carolyn as well. She came on for, obviously, Shaw. You know, does she get a start? Obviously, was a big signing for them. Right, Weinroffer, obviously experienced defender. Blinkhild, you know, has obviously been kind of in and around the England setup. So, you know, you have your options. But, yeah, when I look at the starting 11 that obviously played against Aston Villa, it's pretty strong, to be honest, with the likes of Miedemar, Park and Shaw, Fowler, Rod, Hasegawa. I mean, that's a strong kind of front six. I just think it's the back line right now, you know, that can be got at with regards to Chelsea's firepower.
For Chelsea, I was chatting to Sonia Bonpastor in the most recent WSL game.
Yeah.
And I spoke to her about being economic with performances and feeling that there was an economy to it because they keep winning with a slender lead of 1-0. We saw that in the FA Cup as well against Crystal Palace. And she really batted that away. She's like, there's no economy. There's none of that going on. So that was me told. But I do wonder, with this being the first major honour of the season, are we going to see handbrake off Chelsea?
Yeah.
Or is there an element of this, if we call it conservatism, that's just part of Sonia's game now? And if she's saying that this isn't anything unusual, is it just something that we're going to get used to seeing more and more?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And I think it's funny because having obviously the privilege of watching Liverpool men at the moment play in the kind of form that they're in, it's a very similar kind of feel when you watch Liverpool Chelsea women, you know, that kind of relaxed feel, you know, she's very calm, you know, you almost just feel like she just, there's a game plan, you know, they're trusting the process, whether it's 1-0, whether it's 6-0, they just never think they're going to lose. And I mean, their form, Lindsay, what is it? It's over 30 games now, I think, that they haven't lost a game. I mean, that is just ridiculous in itself. But I do think now when we talk about cup finals, this is where the big players just thrive. Your Lucy Bronzes will definitely come back into that starting 11. And I think it's like, right, this is it. Now they want to win it all. They've talked about going unbeaten this season, which they're on to do. But also they want to win everything. So they know how hard it is going to be against City, who obviously aren't in bad form either. But I do think it'll be a kind of a different Chelsea, like you said. Yeah, hungry. They'll want to be getting the first silverware of the season. And to be honest, I think it'll be a Chelsea win. I don't think it'll be a comfortable win, but I just don't see anyone stopping them right now. I just think they've just got way too much.
We spoke about City and their side and will there be many changes? And you've pretty much said, look, it picks itself, I think, is what you're getting at. Chelsea's doesn't. I mean, there's so many options. The previous meeting between Chelsea and Man City was a 2-0 Chelsea win. Ramirez and Wrighton, who we are not talking about at the moment. I mean, Guru Wrighton, I love her as a player.
Yeah.
Are we seeing, I think Ramirez is the sort of player that you bring in for a final.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you do have options. I think Wrighton's got to come in. Ramirez has got to come in.
Erin Cuthbert's back.
Erin Cuthbert will be back. Neve Charles, it's tough because obviously Baltimore's had a good season. I would say probably the changes from last game, I think you bring in Ramirez, you bring in Wrighton and Lucy Bronze. So maybe I would say at least three changes there. But again, what a squad, you know, and like I said, you could just pick two starting 11s that could probably go on and win the cup final.
Do you ever visualize? See, I don't play the game, but occasionally when I'm really immersed in reading about a match or previewing or doing my prep for different matches, sometimes I visualize something happening. So much so that sometimes it makes me really keen to be like, oh, maybe I'll put a pound on that. And I had one.
What have you visualised?
I had one for this League Cup final.
Okay.
I can see Viv Miedema scoring a really important goal in this game.
Okay.
Really important. So
so you're saying City are going to win it?
I think I might, in my prediction, go 2-1 City. I just, in my visualisation, I've got her celebrating it. It's a winner. It's a winner.
Wow. Okay. So, did you ever visualise me scoring winners?
All the time. All the time. They don't happen to me very often. I only have that feeling every now and again. I've had it, seeming as we're talking and recording whilst Cheltenham racing is going on. I've had it in horse racing with the Grand National as well.
Wow.
And that did win. But now I'm not saying, I mean, this could be, sometimes when I have a thought about a player, they then end up getting injured and I've completely misplaced what I was thinking. But for that reason, I'm going to go 2-1 City. And I feel that is a really out there prediction because, like you just said, you can't really go away from Chelsea with that squad, with the form they've been in. First major honour, I can imagine that's going to be a huge thing for Sonia to say, get that over the line and then, you know, tick the first one off. And everything with my head says Chelsea, but there is something about this. So I'm going to go 2-1 and Viv Miedema.
Well, I'm going to go flip it and go 2-1 to Chelsea. I'm going to say Beaver Jones to come on and get the winner. So that can be my visualisation.
Okay, you get working on that. we'll leave the cup final there. Are you going to be there?
Yep, I'll be travelling down to Wembley for the Liverpool v Newcastle cup final, but I'll be tuning on my phone and watching. Don't you worry.
I will be listening and certainly listening to the first half and then watching the second half, I imagine, at Southampton. But on Saturday for work, I'm at Southampton Wolves, so I couldn't be there either. But we will come back and I know that we'll both watch it in full.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll talk about it on next week's show. Championship-wise, I love this. So first ever competitive clash at Maiden Castle. So this is at Durham, between Durham and Newcastle, North East Derby. Can we really, as a podcast, ramp up this for a derby? I want more of that feeling. So Sunday, midday kickoff. The best way round as well, because Durham at home, it that just narrows this completely. It makes it so much tighter.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. You know, it is tasty. You know, I think it, when you look at it, 4th v 7th, but with regards to kind of points, there's only 3 points in it. You know, and also, you know, Newcastle have 2 games in hand over Durham. So this is a massive, massive game. Both a little bit inconsistent with their form. Durham lost their last game. Newcastle got a great result. But head-to-heads wise, they've only faced each other once at Newcastle, and Durham came out 1-0. So, you know, they've got obviously the kind of rankings with regards to that at the moment. But I think when I talk about ones to watch, I really like Alice Griffiths. She's on loan from Southampton at Durham. Also, Wilson, I have to give her a shout out, the captain of Durham. She's been at the club for so long. And also Riley Foster, the goalkeeper, former Liverpool goalie. And obviously the amazing story about her and the car crash that she had and the kind of journey that she's been on now to kind of, you know, get back playing again. So it's great to see her playing regular football at a good level. But Newcastle, you know, I talk about it, the experience they have from former WSL players like Dee Cooper, Rachel Furness, Demi Stokes, Joel, who we've had on the show. Now, I think it's going to be a really tight game. I'm going to go 2-1 to Newcastle away at Durham.
A shout out to some of our colleagues. So we had Flo Lloyd-Hughes on talking about the cutback, doing dedicated articles on the women's game all over the world. She wants to take it globally, doesn't she? But mainly WSL, she wants to cover championship. Since 71 is a website that you and I have spoken about on this show many times before as well. They always have great articles. And so I always like to push our listeners there. But I will give credit to Durham. They have got a really nice preview to this game up on their website. And I want to see that more and more, because sometimes that is one of the things that I notice when we are doing this show is not very many media teams. They don't do the full previews. You are relying on things like the cutback and Since 71. That's why they exist. But I think a lot of the club's media can do a lot more, and Durham set a really good standard. And they put lots of interviews as well up on their channel. So I would urge people there. I think being at home, prediction wise, I'm going to go for a draw. I'm going to go 1-1.
Okay. Nice.
So we will see.
Still so open. Still so open though, and it's brilliant.
Start of NWSL on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, if I've got my timings right, and I don't rely on me, if anyone's listening thinking, right, I'll go with what Lindsay said. I think we've got 10:50 PM. You can watch the start of the NWSL.
Perfect.
In UK time, Angel City against San Diego Wave is the fixture that we picked out. I am going to say here, Tash, you picked out this fixture to preview prior to Gareth Taylor going from Man City. He has
maybe
been
had a little thought. Maybe had a little job. Thought. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think those rumours have been rubbish somewhat. But if he was, whilst we've been recording and in the progress of this week since we've been doing the show, if he for some reason is off to Angel City, then it would be a Gareth Taylor versus Jonas Eidevall matchup.
How
because
cool.
Jonas Eidevall is his first match in charge of San Diego Wave. I think San Diego Wave under him will have a really good season. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think both teams with regards to how they did last year will be really disappointed. You know, Angel City finished 12th out of 14 and San Diego was 10th. You know, so I think this year, the way that both clubs have invested, and what I love as well is, like you said, Mark Parsons is the sporting director at Angel City. Obviously, Jonas is going to be his first NWSL game. So there's a lot of links back to, obviously, England. When you look at the likes of Katie Zellum, Alana Kennedy, Claire Emsley, you know, all players that have played in England, obviously, at Angel City. And then you look at, like, Kenza Dali, Adriana Leon, who's just made the move over to America. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a really tasty kind of matchup. I'm actually going to go with a 2-0 Angel City win, because just when I look at their lineup with the likes of Kristen Press, Sydney LaRue, you know, Thompson, I think they've just got a little bit more at the moment than what San Diego Wave have with regards to that.
Oh, see, they've got a lot of experience, yes.
Yes.
But I think there's some really nice new talent coming through in this San Diego
Cascarino,
Wave.
Cascarino, wow. Yeah.
I don't think I can go with you on 2-0. I could see this being a draw, but I think as the season goes on, I think Jonas is really going to get something out of this team. But let's say first game of the season, I might do another 1-1 here.
God, sitting on the fence today, aren't you?
I went 2-1 and visualised Miedemar scoring all the...
True.
That is far from on the fence. I have no splinters. Thank you very much again for this week. We hope everyone enjoys it. We will be back next week. We'll analyse that League Cup final.
Yes.
But also we'll have another key interview for you and shed some light on a one to watch with Tash and have another preview episode. The season's going on. It's ticking by, Tash. Soon it's going to be done.
I know. It's just going too fast, but what an exciting end, you know, with the WSL, with the championship, you know, with everything going on abroad as well, and then a really exciting summer ahead. So all positive.
Great stuff. See you next week.
See you.
The Offside Rule. This is a Listening Dog Media production. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.